From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Swedish police said Saturday they've arrested a man they very likely believe is the driver of the truck who plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing four people and injuring 15 others. The Swedish prime minister is calling the incident a terrorist attack. And a day after the attack, residents still seem shaken by what happened.
I'm shocked. Everyone is shocked. But I also feel a lot of warmness when I saw how the police was prepared, the people of Stockholm, who they were care people, they were very helpful. And I think that's the way to go. You have to stay calm. You have to try to live your own life. Of course, this is a risk you have to calculate.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government offices will fly flags at half-staff Saturday as the Sweden country observes a national day of mourning. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council Friday that the United States would not wait for another resolution because Syrian President Assad had apparently used chemical weapons on his own people. The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials say used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, has heightened attention on U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia next week. It's unclear if the U.S. action will impact the Tillerson meeting with his Russian counterpart. He travels to Moscow after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy next week. This is VOA News. The social media company Twitter is no longer suing the federal government. Twitter says it made the decision after the U.S. government dropped its effort to force Twitter to identify users behind an account critical of President Donald Trump. Twitter had filed the lawsuit just a day earlier, claiming the government had overstepped its authority in issuing a summons to reveal the account owners. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing a contentious 14-month partisan battle to a close after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Gorsuch is a stellar addition to the court.
He's going to make an incredible addition to the court. He's going to make the American people proud.
The final confirmation vote came after Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold on Supreme Court nominees. Leading Senate Democrat Gerald Schumer of New York says the move could make the court more partisan.
I believe it will make this body a more partisan place. It will make the cooling saucer of the Senate considerably hotter. And I believe it will make the Supreme Court a more partisan place.
This does give President Trump, this 49-year-old nominee, a lifetime spot on the court and his party a much-needed political win after failing to pass legislation on health care and other issues. Authorities in western Myanmar say a ferry carrying scores of wedding guests capsized in a river, killing 20 people. Emergency workers said the ferry collided with another boat. Officials said at least 9 people are missing and 30 people have been rescued. A day after the Venezuelan government banned Venezuela's opposition leader, Enrique Capriles, from public office for 15 years, he's now waging a national campaign for reform.
Aquí sobran las razones para movilizarse. Que esta inhabilitación que me han impuesto sea más razón más.
Capriles told supporters Friday night he's officially campaigning, not as a candidate, but to change all of Venezuela. The sanction effectively bans Capriles from running against the socialist president in a general election next year. Gambia's United Democratic Party has won a majority of seats in parliament after decades in the opposition. The win means the party now controls both the legislature and the presidency after the President Adama Barrow's election victory in December over a longtime leader. The UDP majority in the National Assembly will allow Barrow to move ahead with some of the promised reforms talked about. That includes overhauling the government and the security forces. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.